If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kat John.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, the long-rumoured Assassin's Creed Black Flag remake is real. Australia asks Fortnite, Roblox, Minecraft and Steam to please explain what they're doing to moderate content. And a big change to Xbox Game Pass pricing. Here is the news for Sunday, the 26th of April, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
The remake for arguably one of the best Assassin's Creed games has finally been revealed, with Assassin's Creed Black Flag Resynced arriving on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC in July. The pirate adventure will put players behind the wheel of a tall ship once again, as Edward Kenway basically super murders his way across the Caribbean. It's built by Ubisoft Singapore, who made Ubisoft's other pirate game, Skull and Bones, which was pretty reminiscent of Black Flag anyway, if we're honest.
It's got all the remake bells and whistles, fancy graphics, new stealth and combat mechanics from the newer AC games, and some additional story content. There have been rumours that the modern gameplay section of the game has been removed entirely, which would be a shame, as it's one of the more interesting takes on the modern conflict between Assassins and Templars, but we'll know soon enough. They'll be out on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC on the 6th of July. The Australian eSafety Commissioner has put new pressure on gaming platforms when it comes to reporting and responding to online predators and extremist propaganda. Steam, Fortnite, Minecraft, and Roblox will all serve transparency reporting notices, which requires them to explain how they are identifying, preventing, and responding to issues of sexual predators and extremist propaganda. It's legally enforceable, so they have to show how they comply with the obligations under the Australia's online safety codes and standards, and if they don't, they can potentially be fined up to $49.5 million Australian dollars per breach, so about $35 million USD. Honestly, good.
And if they fail to respond to the transparency reporting notice, they can also potentially be fined $825,000 Australian dollars per day, so approximately $590,000 USD. Gaming platforms are a space for people to socialise, communicate, make friends, and have fun. But unfortunately, we've seen a lot of reports with platforms being used to target children. Roblox has been under a lot of scrutiny when it comes to grooming and child protection. Last week, we reported on the new kid account types to better protect them. Our only concern with this particular move, which we're broadly supportive of, is that some of the examples given by eSafety as concerns are ancient. It'd be interesting to see how the companies respond. Last week, we reported that new Xbox CEO Asha Sharma was taking aim at the Game Pass price because it was too expensive for players, and now, this week, the price has been reduced. That's right, they announced that the Call of Duty titles won't be included with the service at launch, which is what a lot of people suspected was the reason for why Game Pass prices increased. The Game Pass Ultimate is now $25.95 Australian dollars a month, down from $35.95 a month, and PC Game Pass is now $16.45 Australian dollars a month instead of $19.45.
The Game Pass Premium and Essential are staying the same as they don't include day one new releases anyway. Microsoft did say that while the Call of Duty titles won't be on the service at launch, they will still come to those tiers the following year. Current Call of Duty titles will remain on Game Pass, so don't panic if you want to play those. It really sounds like the new CEO is trying to turn things around for the platform. handheld consoles have been doing it tough recently with RAM and other hardware shortages. And classically, it's us, the users, that pay the price, or in this case, double the price. The Lenovo Legion Go S 8-inch handheld with the Steam OS version and Z1 Extreme chip has increased from $829.99 USD to $1,579.99, which is about $2,100 Australian dollars. The Windows Z1 Extreme model is listed at some places for $1,679.99, so about $2,200 Australian. Joy, those prices are way too much.
Not every Legion Go S model has doubled price, but they don't cost anywhere close to what they used to. The company hasn't fully commented on why this is happening, but most people are assuming it's the shortage. However, The Verge noticed that many listings for various versions of the console have disappeared from retailers and from Lenovo's own website. Could there be a new version on the way? Either way, I'd rather just buy a gaming PC for those prices. And Toei, one of Japan's staple film, television, and animation companies, is creating its own gaming division. They'll be creating original titles, so not based on their current catalogue of franchises, and they'll first be releasing on PC and later on consoles.
Toei will be joining major brand Sanrio, who also announced on the same day that it's also developing its own game business plan. In the last couple of years, manga publisher Shueisha established Shueisha Games and retailer Paco established Paco Games. It's cool to see companies who already have experience in entertainment move into the game space. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Moomin Troll Winter's Warmth is based on the beloved stories by Tove Jansson, a cozy wintry adventure where Moomin Troll must explore and solve puzzles, becoming braver along the way. This has a very sweet picture book style and would be a hit with all ages. You can grab that on PC and Nintendo Switch 1 and 2 on Tuesday, the 28th. I'll be playing this one, so keep an eye out on our website.
Aphelion is a collaboration between the European Space Agency and Life is Strange creators Don't Nod. Set in a future where Earth is almost uninhabitable, you must find humanity's new home, but whoops, you've crash landed. Take on the dual characters of Ariane and Thomas as they explore the hidden planet of Persephone. It's a third-person adventure game with lots of climbing and sci-fi adventure. That's going to be on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, also on the 28th of April.
Diablo 4 Lord of Hatred is the next big expansion for the action RPG, and you can practically hear Sifter's Adam Christou working himself into a lather in anticipation of click button, make explode, pick up loot. You know what a Diablo game is by now, but there are new and returning classes, the Paladin and Warlock. You can grab it on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation, also on Tuesday, the 28th. Big day.
Saras is the next big PlayStation game from Housemarque. With roguelite elements, death is a big part of this bullet hell action game. The world will shift as you play, and you've got to die a lot and get stronger along the way. Starring Raoul Coley and Australian actor Ben Prendergast, this one is absolutely stunning. It's got another nice Aussie link. Former Lightmap guest Gregory Loudon is creative director on this game. That's on PlayStation 5 on the 30th.
Inconbini One Store Many Stories is a cozy slice of life sim that will have you stocking shelves, greeting regulars, and watching the mundane everyday moments which make life a little bit softer. This one looks sweet as hell, and it's coming to Nintendo Switch 1 and 2, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC next Thursday, the 30th of April.
Step into the driver's seat of your very own public transport dreams in Busbound, the latest title from the creators of Bus Simulator 21. Turn a vibrant city into a pedestrian-friendly paradise from behind the wheel of officially licensed buses, one stop at a time. That's coming to PlayStation 5, PC, and Xbox Series X and S on the 1st of May.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kat John.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
We've got a stack of reviews up on our website and feature stories too. If you like to read as well as listen, why not visit sifter.com.au? Head to the home of the Aurora Australis with Megan's trip to Level Up Tasmania. Check out reviews for Tomodachi Life Living the Dream and Oceaneers, or watch our interview with internet genius, games writer and journo Alana Pierce. All of that for the one low price diddly squat nothing. That's right, it is free. Why do we give this away? At sifter.com.au. Please and thank you.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kat Jarn, Carl Pletto, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, I'm Chris Button, and on the latest episode of Lightmap, Alana Pierce joined me ahead of Alt Games in Sydney to share her plan to break the Hollywood curse of video game film and TV adaptations with her new production company.
Video games don't need Hollywood. We virtually have, outside of physical crew, every skill set that you already need to make something incredible. Many things that are already used in films, as games get more and more cinematic, we have someone on a dev team already doing. That vision is already there. One of the things that I'm working on right now is a live action sort of short for a studio. And they actually storyboarded the whole short in engine. But they did all of the storyboarding themselves in engine, and it's fantastic.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or sifter.com.au, and wherever you get your podcasts.